We're back for the second half hour of the all-new Prepare for Freedom radio show. We're back. We're glad to have you with us. And Billy Bob's chomping at the bit here. He just can't wait to start the second half hour. He's already put our guest on notice that he is ready and waiting for her. Before we go there, though, just remind you what our topic is for this week's show. It's about getting unstuck. We talked about getting unstuck with respect to adoption in the previous half hour. And in our next half hour, our special guest, Myra Goldick, is going to take getting unstuck to a whole new level. And keep in mind, when we talk about getting unstuck, it's not the same as coming unglued. That's what happens if you don't get unstuck. You come unglued, and that's not fun. So, our guest today is indeed an amazing lady who knows what it's like to be stuck in the past. Her name is Myra Goldick, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Myra overcame a childhood laced with discrimination, poverty, and disability during the 50s in New York City. As a child completely paralyzed by polio, Myra was told she would never walk again, and living with it was her only option. Refusing to live the rest of her life as a victim, she developed instead into a warrior who would never accept someone else's opinion of her capabilities. Through passion, perseverance, and artistic creativity, she rose above adversity and developed a life full of success and accomplishment. Creating became her life. It also saved her life. And what did she create? Art. Amazing art. You just have to see it at www.myrasart.com. But wait, there's more. Art isn't all Myra does. She's an inspirational speaker, author, storyteller, radio talk show co-host, and above all, a survivor. Get that, Billy Bob, she's a survivor. Today she'll be sharing how she broke free from her past to become the confident, successful leader she is today. Prepare to be uplifted and energized because Myra will be fully charged. She's going to be more charged than the Energizer Bunny. Just a little more, Myra is a lady on a mission. And that mission is to motivate people to search deep within themselves to develop new and exciting areas of self-creativity and positive thinking. Her goal is to show people ways to increase their productivity, lift their self-esteem, improve their mental strength, and renew their passion for life. Myra also co-hosts the World Positive Thinkers radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and she's the co-author of a new book called Mastering the Art of Success, a unique and motivational guide to goal achieving and creating a fulfilling life. For more information or to purchase this book for your library, go to www.myragoldick.com. And now, without further ado, Myra, you are on the air, and I'm going to turn you over to Billy Bob. Thank
well,
you,
hello.
Sharon.
Well, hello there, Myra. Now,
Hi.
How you doing? I want to just say one thing to you. Welcome to the house of Billy Bob, because you never know what I might come up with, but all love and fun. But I'm glad to have you on as a guest and all. But I got a question for you. What was this I hear about you being a survivor? What do you mean? What does that mean to you?
Well, to put it simply, the definition of a survivor is somebody who survives through adversity. What all kinds of adversity? I feel that being a survivor is something that many, many, many people do. For me, it was during childhood when I became very, very, very disabled from polio. And I had to overcome an even earlier childhood that was full of turmoil, hardship, self-doubt, homelessness, alcoholism, domestic violence, all kinds of things. So when I became ill and my body changed forever and I was now going to have new issues that I had to learn to work with. It was what I consider a survival mode I went into. And I really didn't have any choice. You either survive and move on to flourish, or you exist through the event and exist for the rest of your life, never growing. And that simply wasn't an option to me, Billy Bob.
I think you have really done quite well here as far as your survival. I understand a lot of what you went through, and yes, I agree with you. You have to survive to get through with this. And I think you have really done a great job and all, and you should really be proud of yourself of all the accomplishment you have done over the years.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was listening to you earlier, and, you know, all of us, or a great many of us, have stories of survival, and yours too is a story of survival, a different type of survival, but also survival. And it's very inspiring. And one of the things that we have as human beings is that ability to share our stories with one another in an effort to support one another and learn from each other and understand that we're not alone.
That's a good point that you brought up there, Myra, that feeling of being alone. I would say from my own experience, that was probably one of the toughest ones to live with, because not only did I feel unloved and without friends, Billy Bob said, there was a big hole in my heart. I felt alone. I didn't know who I related to, really. It's a really tough situation to be in. And, boy, you sure got through it in an amazing way. Would you mind sharing with us a little bit about how old you were when you started to move, say, from strictly surviving to getting you on the path that you are now, where you become just a... It's like you're the flower that has blossomed, and you have so much to share with people in your art and in just in all you do. When did you start to develop the skills you needed to grow, to get unstuck from your past, and where did it take you?
Very, very interesting question. It took a while. Let me take you back to the 50s. I had polio in 1953, and at that time, the vaccine was just about to burst onto the scene. In fact, some of it was being distributed at the same time that I became stricken with the virus. But if you remember back, way back then, those of you who are old enough to remember, it was the type of ailment that caused fear in people's hearts because it was a contagious virus. So when I finally came home from the hospital, I was shunned by peers, and I really didn't have too many peers because we lived in single-room occupancies and we did a lot of moving and running. But I spent my teenage years trying to not feel invisible, because those who didn't fear me ignored me. So it took that entire stretch of time when I finally got back to school, because I was out of school for 3 years, when I got back to high school and continued studying art, I was just that disabled girl that nobody really saw. And I took that as a rejection. A lot of self-doubt, self-esteem issues, and I allowed myself to literally abuse myself and let other people abuse me. And I can't say that I was teased or bullied anymore at that point. I was more or less just ignored. And in my desperate attempt to be recognized, I did some not so good things for myself. Choices of wrong friends, hanging out with people that really didn't have anything to offer me on a positive level. And I really had to sink to the bottom of the barrel, all the way down, before I began to understand, truly understand, that it was up to me to make changes in my life, that it wasn't anybody else's fault. I may have come from a broken home. I may have been interracial at a time when it wasn't the thing to be. All of those things, but it wasn't anybody's fault. And I was responsible for my own life. So right about the time that I was developing into a young woman around the age of 17, 18, and I had just taken myself, blamed myself and everyone around me for years, I suddenly had an epiphany. It was up totally, 100% up to me, my responsibility, and I had to learn to be grateful for what I did have and to stop looking at things as though I didn't have what I needed. I had to think about what I really did have and what the wonderful things in life that I was offered. And by the time I got to 17, I had done a huge comeback physically. It wasn't something I was ever going to change. My life and my body had been changed forever, but I was certainly able to function and live my life in an independent way. And that's when I first started to learn to let go of habitual behavior that was self-destructive just because it was comfortable. It was a way that I had learned to behave. So that it was right about that time, 17, 18 years of age.
So actually you started understanding what was going on in your life and you just wanted to take a hold of it and go in the right direction instead of going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. That's it in a nutshell, Billy Bob. That's it. I had to grow up and realize that it's up to me.
Well, in this process, Myra, of going through this, Billy Bob and I both talked about where we reached a point in our lives where things just felt so out of control that we just seriously considered committing suicide. Did you have those thoughts go through your mind at some time that you might have considered doing something drastic and harmful to yourself?
Absolutely, Sharon, that was probably the turning point. I had allowed myself to become what I would consider chronically depressed. I looked backwards instead of forward. I took everything to heart. I was stuck in what I would consider a very dark, deep hole, which caused a great deal of emotional pain. And I was so involved and self-absorbed in my own pity party that I just couldn't see that tomorrow offered opportunities and excitement that I had not yet experienced and that I had to go out and grab. And I went as far down as you can get. I took a whole bunch of aspirin and whatever I could and said, okay, it's over. I can't deal with this anymore. And I used that awful word to myself, I can't. Recovery is impossible. I'm never going to get what I want. And I had to have my stomach pumped.
Ooh.
And that was a turning point. That was a serious turning point, and I was one of the fortunate people that didn't accomplish the awful negative act that I tried to put on myself.
So how would you describe yourself of getting unstuck, and how would you tell other people in your own words of how they can help themselves from getting put in that kind of a situation and getting unstuck?
You know, it's not really very difficult. There is a series of exercises that you can do. And I would suggest that it's a good exercise for anyone to do at any point in their life and over again. Things that cause us enjoyment and things that cause us pain are easy to point out. We all know what doesn't work, but sometimes we keep doing it because it's like an old shoe. It may be worn out and broken down, but it's better than a new shoe that you don't know if you'll be able to walk in at all, so you keep putting on that old shoe. The first thing I would suggest that anybody does is to figure out when they feel good, what's going on in their life. Write it down. What are they doing? Are they creating? Are they interacting with other people? Are they listening to music, playing sports? What is it? And what is it that brings you down? Is it a relationship? Is it negative thoughts that you allow yourself to dwell on, the what-if horror stories that pop into your mind? Write it down and be aware of how much time you're spending doing the positive things and how much time you're spending doing the negative self-destructive things. And that's a start. And it seems, that seems like a boring exercise, but you'd be really surprised at what you discover about yourself if you just do those few simple steps. And then from there, you can begin to really try to control and strengthen those mental exercises that you need to do so that you do focus your energy on the more positive aspects of life, helping others, helping yourself, making friends, sharing your stories, whatever works for you.
That sounds like some very, very good advice. And I hope our listeners will take that in consideration and put it to good use. I think you have a real good story and all. And my personal thing, I hope you have a lot of success in your life and all. And I just want to thank you for coming on our show for our first hour and all. And we really appreciate it and all. But, you know, you have shared a lot of things that I believe will help a lot of people. And what you have accomplished in your life, and you have shown it, I think you are on the right track of helping out other people. And I think you got really motivated of not letting your things bother you no more. You just want to keep on doing what is right, and I think you're doing a great job with it. So I hope you all the success in your life and all. And like I said, thank you for coming on our show. And you never know when I might come up with something different on the show.
Yeah, me too.
We have fun here. You always have fun, and you do come up with different things. And, you know, I would like to tell your listeners out there, it's not about going down. It's about getting back up, because we all go down. I don't care who you are. We all have that moment of, wow, I hit the ground for a minute. And it comes back through life here and there, and no one is always on top. But it's so exciting getting back up, because it opens the pathways and the way and the vision to see what else is out there for you. So, you know, everybody share your stories and keep going at it. And you'd be surprised what's inside of you, and just use that creativity. That is a God-given right. And think about where and what your contribution is to others. And you will be helping yourself beyond anything you've ever expected.
Okay, Myra, I've got a final question that I'd like to ask. This is kind of a personal question. I'd just like your personal opinion on this. What was it that got you to the point where you wanted to take what would be a big step? I know it was a big step for me and Billy Bob to actually do something like go on internet radio and overcome that fear of talking to you have no idea who, whom, or how many, and sharing your thoughts and feelings. What was it that got you there? Why did you do it? Or just what's your opinion about it as far as internet radio and what it's doing for you or what it can do for other people or why it's so important? I'll let you answer the question any way you want, but just kind of putting that out there, because we're really on the, you might say, on the crest of a new wave here with internet radio. I just wanted to kind of get you to share your thoughts about that.
I think internet radio is the way of the future. If you think about how busy everyone is and the traditional TV and radio shows that people have been watching and listening to through our entire history, but technology is changing the ability to reach people worldwide to the internet is in its infancy, and it's also exploding, and it is so exciting. It is the most available, cheapest way to get your message out there. I had been aware of Blog Talk Radio, but I actually didn't realize what an incredible opportunity it is to reach an audience that's just wide open worldwide and can access your information, share their information at any time, at any point, not only through the internet, on the radio itself, but through other ways, social marketing, marketing such as Facebook, replays, streaming. It's incredible, and I would encourage anybody who's thinking about or has a business and has messages that they want to share and they want to learn, not only to listen, but to get on board, because this is tomorrow, right now, happening, and it's an opportunity that I think is earth-shattering.
That's really neat. I appreciate your sharing that, and I think we could both feel your enthusiasm in what you said. I know it was hard for me to do that first show. Oh, yes, it's honesty time. Billy Bob says it was hard for him, too. Yes, but there's something about it. Once you start doing it, you really start looking forward to it. And what we're finding here, we're starting to develop a local following, as well as, of course, the whoever wants to listen all over the world can listen to our show. But we get people that will listen to an episode of our show, and the next thing they want to listen to the previous episode and the previous episode, and then they're asking, especially Billy Bob, I don't know why they asked him, but they say, when are you going to do another show? Let us know. So he even winds up calling people after our show is done and say, we'll have it posted in an hour. So we have fun.
I think also that it's not scary once you do it. I think the very first few that you do, you're not that comfortable, but people are so open and so welcoming that it's just something that it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
There is a person that I know, he's a good friend of mine, and he right now he got this Helping Hand Ministry, and I help him out and all. It's like when I first started with him, yeah, it was kind of scary. I was going to tread on different water, just like doing this radio show. I didn't know what to expect and all, but he has always wanted to go out and help people too, and so I help him out a lot with this Helping Hand Ministry. And me and Sharon and all, we've been talking about, we're trying to get the message, just like you are, on of trying to help out people as much as they can, because some people aren't aware of actually what goes on, and they just are blinded by it. They just seem like they just don't care. But you have to have a little fun with it now and then, too.
Well, that sounds like that's our cue to start wrapping this up. And Myra, it has just been such a joy to have you on. Of course, I also have had the chance to chat with you personally many times, so I've got extra reason to have a smile on my face about having you on today. Just wanted to ask you, please, just as we end up here, please let people know again where they can find you online.
www.myragoldick.com. That's G-O-L-D-I-C-K. Or Myra's Art, no apostrophe, .com.
Thank you very much. Billy Bob, last words. We're about out of here.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like we had a real great show for our very first hour and all. And Myra, I hope you will come back, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. And you're quite welcome to come back to our show anytime you like. We would be honored to have you back. It's been a blessed
Thank
day.
You.
You're quite welcome. We had a blessed day, and God's always looking out for us, and God will guide us on our ways of what we need to do in our lives. Always keep your chin up, go forward, God bless, and keep on going as long as the Lord will let you go.
Remember, we're here to help you get unstuck, not come unglued, and it's never too late to prepare for freedom.
Don't step in no mud puddles.